ఆత్మమూలం సెల్ఫ్ రూటెడ్ భిత్వా హ్యావింగ్ పెనెట్రేటెడ్ త్రిపాత్ త్రీ ట్రంక్స్ వృద్ధే గ్రూ ఏక వన్ విదౌట్ అ సెకండ్ ఉరు మెనీ ప్రరోహ బ్రాంచెస్ తస్మై అంటు హిమ్ నమః ఒబైసెన్సెస్ భగవతే అండ్ టు ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ భువనద్రుమాయ అండ్ టు ద ట్రీ ఆఫ్ ద ప్లానిటరీ సిస్టమ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్ శల్ ప్రభుపాద్కి యువర్ లార్డ్షిప్ ఇస్ ద ప్రైమ్ రూట్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రీ ఆఫ్ ద ప్లానిటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ దిస్ ట్రీ హ్యాస్ గ్రోన్ by first penetrating the material nature in three trunks as me, Shiva and you, the Almighty, for creation, maintenance and dissolution. And we three have grown with many branches. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you, the tree of the cosmic manifestation. The cosmic manifestation, purport by His Divine Krishna Prabhupada, the cosmic manifestation is grossly divided into three worlds, the upper, lower and middle planetary systems. And then it broadens into the cosmos of 14 planetary systems with the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the supreme root. Material nature, which appears to be the cause of the cosmic manifestation, is only the agency or energy of the Lord. Which means Rupa is saying the material nature is not everything. It's only agency of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya adhyakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam. Only under the superintendence of the Supreme Lord does material nature appear to be the cause of all creation, maintenance and dissolution. Just like sometimes from rice, suddenly some scorpions come out. So people think rice has given birth to scorpions. But Tandula Vrishchika Nyai, it says that when you sprinkle some water in rice, it becomes like a clinkers kind of thing. Because in the water, there is some eggs of scorpions, which later on produce some scorpions, isn't it? Similarly, foolish materialists, they think that everything is coming from nature. So they don't know that the Lord has already put the seeds in nature. Aham Bija. Prarapita. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. The living forms are coming because Lord has already planted the seeds. Tasam Brahma Mahadyoni Raham Bija Prarapita, he says. And also the functioning of the nature is completely under the control of the Lord. Madbayat Vati Vatoyam Suryastapati Madbayat Varshati Indra Dahati Agnir Matyascharati Madbayat. Everything, the Lord of waters, Indra, is bringing showers of rain and the sun is rising out of fear for the Supreme Lord. And the seasons are changing, flowers are blooming, trees are laden with fruits and all those things. It's all because of the fear of the Supreme Lord that all the devatas do. And what is that fear? The fear to displease Him. They don't want to. Indra is fearful that if I commit some blunder, Lord will raise His eyebrows. Not out of fear that He will punish me or throw me out of the post or something. But he is fearful to displease the Lord. Fearing the spiritual master is different from fearing to displease the spiritual master. Fearing spiritual master is a lower platform. Fearing to displease him is a synonym of love. So all the demigods love him, so they don't want to displease him. So in this way, the whole nature with the 33 crore devatas is functioning beautifully, and it is not that it's working automatically as foolish materialist thing. Even automatic lathe doesn't work automatically. Even if any of you is mechanical engineer here, you will know the automatic lathe is actually set by some engineers. 2-3 days it takes time, the turret to set it. I have personally done it, so I know automatic lathes don't function automatically. Like a CNC machine appears to be very swiftly moving and functioning, computer network control machine. But it's all operated with the program. That's what he's saying. The material nature is run like a program by Krishna. And he has the Tapas is a Parasa Shakti Vivida Suyate button he has got. So when he presses a Vivideva Suyate button, all varieties come about. That's what he is saying here. The Lord expands himself into three, Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva, for maintenance, creation and destruction respectively. Of the three principal agents controlling the three modes of material nature, Vishnu is the Almighty. Even though he is within material nature for the purpose of maintenance, he is not controlled by the laws of material nature. The other two, Brahma and Shiva, although almost as greatly powerful as Vishnu, are within the control of the material energy of the Supreme Lord. The conception of many gods controlling the many departments of material nature is ill-conceived of by the foolish pantheist. God is one without a second, and he is the primal cause of all causes. As there are many departmental heads of governmental affairs, so there are many heads of management of universal affairs. So here Prabhupada is saying how, although Brahma is saying that we three have expanded like three branches of this tree, he told the Lord that you are the original tree, he told them. There is one Shruti mantra also. Yasmat param nabaram astikinchit, yasman naniyo jo yostikinchit, brikshayi vastabdo divideshtatye kastenedam purnam purushena sarvam. So in this verse he says in the third line, brikshayi vastabdaha. You are like the tree in the spiritual world, original tree, which expands its roots to all over the creation, isn't it? Just like sometimes you keep a lamp in a dark room, in the middle of the room, but it spreads the light all over the room. Jeka desha sita stiagne, jyotsna vistariniyata, parasya brahmana shakti statyadam akilam jagat. Similar example, like the lamp example, and the tree example also. So vriksha iva stavda divideshtati ekas, and from there you are spreading all your energies. In this way, if Brahma were considered to be supreme like Vishnu, then why is he bowing down to Vishnu? Somebody can ask the question. Like when I first saw a movie, Dashavataram, you know, I saw all the devatas are going to Vishnu, you know, to offer worship, including Brahma also, and offering him worship, you know, please come and, you know, destroy some demons. So the very first time I saw that, I had a question. If all the devatas have to go running to Vishnu for help, then who is supreme? Naturally, the person who is coolly relaxing in the Ananta Shesha, he must be supreme, isn't it? While everybody is in tension, he has no tension. So he must be supreme. Because he has control of the whole creation with him, correct, no? So, in the same manner he is telling, Brahma is telling that myself, Shiva and you know, we three have grown with many branches, he is saying that. But then he is saying that the tree, the original tree is you yourself, which distinguishes Vishnu's position from Brahma and that of Shiva, Prabhupada is saying. So the pantheistic idea that, you know, all gods are one and let us not offend anybody. Like there was one of our students from Pune studying in Cornell University. So he was trying to preach for a handful of 2-3 boys. It was difficult to get people. So one day, he went to a temple there and he found 50 boys and girls. They had a HSC, you know, some Hindu social club or something like that. So he was thrilled to see so many Indian boys and girls, and he told them that you all are singing nice bhajans on Durga and Shiva and Ganesha and everybody. If you wish, I can give you a class also. Weekly once, you know, I could arrange a class for you on Bhagavad Gita. So they said, no, you have to write to our secretary of the club. You write to her. So it was one girl. So he wrote to him asking, if you wish, I can come and give a class. So this fellow is a 16-rounder devotee and all that. So when he was about to, next week they called him. But then before calling, a letter came to him. So that lady said, you are welcome. You can give a short class, 20 minutes, not much. But you should not offend any gods. Don't say anyone is supreme. You know, because we sing bhajans of all the gods. So if you say anything about Shiva or anybody, Ganesha and other people will become offended. So you should not say anyone is supreme. You should accept, you know, all are this thing. And so the kind of Hindutva kind of conception people have in India, that, you know, all gods can be accepted on equal platform, so that we don't put anybody at the top, only Brahma Jyoti is at the top. You know? She said, even if you have to say that there is some supreme beyond, you can say impersonal supreme, so nobody will mind, take any offenses. You know? So then he told her that, you know, you see, if I have to tell you the truth, the source of Brahma Jyoti is Krishna. Brahmanohi Pratishta Aham. Krishna says, 14th chapter, 27th verse. She said, you can keep all your logic with you only, she said, because we are more concerned about sensitivity of our students. So he said, I'll try my level best, but here and there one or two truths may leak out from my lecture. He told. So he must have given about 6 or 7 classes and he got about 13, 14 students. After that they told him, your classes are dismissed now. So you don't give any more classes because we will only do bhajan. You know. So they come to do bhajan on the weekend for relieving themselves of all the sinful reactions committed during the week. You know, they may drink, they may smoke, they may roam with anybody, every time a new partner. And then the weekend you come and do nicely bhajan, and then you wipe out your, just like Prabhupada talks about Christians. So this type of pantheism is good for nothing philosophy. Because there is no surrender to anybody. You pamper all the different gods so that nobody will be angry with you. You know, ultimately you surrender to none. So Prabhupada is condemning that type of bogus philosophy. This Vishnu is supreme. An ananya bhakti to the lotus feet of the supreme lord, a devotee would do even at the cost of his life also. Even if somebody would threaten his life, I will murder you, still the devotee is not willing to give up the lotus feet of Vishnu. There are innumerable examples for this. You can see Mahapurna. He was willing to be blinded by Kulottunga Raja for his ananya bhakti. Surrender to Lord Vishnu. And you can quote innumerable examples like this. A devotee would never compromise on his... So, ananya gatitvam. What is another one? Ananya? Ananya gatitvam means one will only attain the singular shelter of the Supreme Lord's shelter where one will delight in service to Him. One will not run to do multiple shelters for help in dangers. So, that kind of one-pointed bhakti is the central theme of all the Vaishnava literatures. But the pantheistic people are self-serving people, because whoever can scratch my back and help me, pamper me, give my material needs, if I am having 24 material ways to achieve them, one demigod can be accepted as a 25th item in the list. We don't mind going to some, you know, Jagrut Murti somewhere, as if every other Murti is just standing with no use. You know, Jagrut Murti is the only one who can give some benediction. People may go to the extreme north, or many people come to Pune to go to one famous place 5 hours from Pune. So you will find people come from all over the world for getting some benedictions from some Murti, name of whom also they may not know also many times. Because they are mostly concerned about I, me, mine only. So Prabhupada is condemning that. Then he is saying here, next para, due to a poor fund of knowledge, the impersonalist does not believe in the personal management of things as they are. But in this verse, it is clearly explained that everything is personal and nothing is impersonal. We have already discussed this point in the introduction, and it is confirmed here in this verse. The tree of the material manifestation is described in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as an Ashwatha tree whose root is upward. We have actual experience of such a tree when we see the shadow of a tree on the bank of a reservoir of water. The reflection of the tree on the water appears to hang down from its upward roots. The tree of creation described here is only a shadow of the reality, which is Parabrahman Vishnu. In the internal potential manifestation of the Vaikuntha Lokas, the actual tree exists, and the tree reflected in the material nature is only the shadow of this actual tree. The impersonalist theory that Brahman is void of all variegatedness is false, because the shadow tree described in the Bhagavad Gita cannot exist without being the reflection of a real tree. The real tree is situated in the eternal existence of spiritual nature, full of transcendental varieties, and Lord Vishnu is the root of that tree also. The root is the same, the Lord, both for the real tree and the false tree. But the false tree is only the perverted reflection of the real tree. The Lord, being the real tree, is here offered obeisances by Brahma on his own behalf and also on behalf of Lord Shiva. Om Ajnana Timiranda Singhana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshukhuvan Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yudapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namavam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a bit long purport. The last part which I read was about the tree. This tree is very highly complex, upside down tree, explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Without the mercy of the spiritual master who opens our eyes of knowledge, we cannot see this tree in this world. We cannot get the Shastra Chakshu to see this tree. Hurdva Moolam Adaha Shakham Ashvatam Prahuravyayam Chandam Siyasya Parnani Yastam Veda Saveda Ved. Roots are upward, branches are downward, he says. Urdva Moolam. What is this tree? Have you ever seen a tree whose roots are upward, branches are downwards? That tree, Prabhupada says here, you can only see in the reflection, pratibimba. Only there you can see the tree. So, very elaborately the Shastras explain about this tree, upside down tree. A few minutes ago I told you about the original tree, Vrikshayivastabdo Dividishtatyekas, isn't it? And this tree is upside down tree in the water, which also has a mango, which appears like a real mango. But the only problem is, no matter how much you dive into the water, we will only break our head. We can never get the mango, which seems to be like real. Because the real mango is in the real tree. This mango is in the reflection mango. Sometimes you've seen a plastic mango, you've seen. They have for some time people keep in the showcase. Plastic flower, plastic. So, these kind of plastic items don't satisfy neither us nor the Lord also. Sometimes people offer agarbati, which is a plastic agarbati. You know that? It has got a red color glow in the top. Which is, it has got electric. They have a small lamp also, low voltage lamp, you know, which is looking like a diya only, and it keeps moving in low voltage. Why these fellows offer those things? Because they don't have to go near the pujaram ever. For their whole life it can be just, you know, cling, 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 doing like this. They put a plastic flower garland, correct, no? So the purpose why the Lord has kept a real flower, real fruit, real patram, real pushpam, real toyam. Lord is saying, not a plastic pushpam, plastic toyam, isn't it? Lord, why the Lord says real? Because if you put a real pushpam in front of the Lord, next day you will take it out. Then you will go to offer. So by going every day to the Lord, you will develop some love. There is a possibility at least. Imagine every day you go and give a flower to somebody. Someday we will develop love. Correct, na? Similarly, you offer a real fruit to him. So, in the same manner, just as a plastic fruit cannot be offered to Lord, even we also in this world, the pleasures of the material world are simply plastic pleasures or cotton candy. They cannot satisfy us at all. That's because it's a reflection, a perverted reflection, he says. So there is one glorification of the demigods of Krishna. You know, there is a verse about Satyam, Satyam. They are talking about Krishna Satyam. In those series of verses, there is one verse where the demigods are also explaining about the Lord as the original tree. They are saying, Ek Ayanaha. Ayana is actually the foundation. Like we say, Nara Ayanaha becomes Narayana. Nara plus Ayanaha becomes Narayana. So the repository of all the jivas is called Narayana. And all the Naras, we are all Naras. And Lord is called Narayana. Because his navel is our sleeping place after every pralaya. And then again we are taking birth, taking again we go and rest in his navel. So he is called Narayana. Similarly, Eka Ayanaha. So the foundation for this material existence is this material substances which are originally provided by the Lord. And then he is saying, in this tree, in this Eka Ayanaha, he is saying that there are Dvifalaha. So Dvifalaha means two types of fruits. One may enjoy the material happiness achieved from the material body, which is, see, there are two types of tree. One is the original tree, is the universe itself is considered a tree also. And our material body is also considered a small tree. That if you see the translation, he says both are there. Both are comparative tree. So Dvifalaha means, with this bodily tree, we enjoy two types of fruits. Material bodily happiness is achieved by Sukha and Dukkha. Both of them are synonyms of Dukkha only. Like Prabhupada writes in his purports, Dukkha, miseries and mixed happiness, he says. What is mixed happiness is wondering. I thought it is sometimes, you know, when people take cold drinks, they mix cocktail, they call it. Either I thought one happiness mixes with another, I was thinking, you know. Why people take cocktail? So that it can be more delicious. Later on, elsewhere Prabhupada says, mixed happiness is another name of suffering only. Why it is suffering? It's like, for example, I say, would you like to take sweet rice or mixed sweet rice? Somebody may ask, what is mixed sweet rice? Mixed with some stone particles. Will you like it? So in this world, we get only two things, suffering and mixed happiness. Very decent way of saying suffering. So that is why it is sukha dukkha. It is dvifalaha, ekayanaha, dvifalaha, trimulaha. So there are three roots at the bottom on which the tree is standing. What are those three? Sattva, rajas, tamas. So here Brahma is saying, we three have expanded. So like we say, urdham gacchanti sattvastha, madhya tishtanti rajasa, jagannamana vrittisa, adho gacchanti tamasa. Correct, no? So in this way, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, they are adhipati for creation, maintenance and annihilation, which is also represented by sattva, rajas, tamas also. So Brahma for the passion and Shiva for the ignorance and Lord Vishnu for the sattva. So he is saying like that. So that is trimulaha. And chaturasaha, four types of material happiness the living entity experiences in this world. What are they? That is dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Sometimes you may wonder how by performing dharma one may delight. Generally dharma is considered a little painful because you have to do it for the sake of getting calm. But in the Vedic times, dharma is also considered very enjoyable to do. Yakshe dasyami modishye iti ajnana vimohitaha. Krishna says in the 16th chapter, a person says, I will give charity and I will delight. You know, he thinks like that. So people do delight in yajnana tapa also, by doing that also. So dharma, artha, certainly people delight, no doubt about that. Because it is said, if you show some dollar note, even a dead body will jump up. Like that. It is said, because even everybody in this world considers money as honey. Isn't it? So dharma, artha, kama, moksha, these are called as chaturasaha. then panchavidaha, how these are enjoyed by five jnanendriyas with which we collect. We take five types of food in, you know, through the eyes, nose and tongue and ears and skin. So, but these five jnanendriyas they take in, in six types of circumstances, that is six, shadatma. The six are shoka, moha, kshuta, pipasa, jara, mrityo. Shoka moha is lamentation and illusion, and kshuta pipasa is thirst and hunger, and jara and mrityo is old age and death. So these are the six. And saptatvak, he says, that is seven branches. And what are they? In our body, you will see, if you can understand body as a tree, you understand there is skin, then there is flesh, then there are muscles, then there is bone marrow, then there is bone, then there is semen, and there is also blood, isn't it? So these are seven, like rasa, rakta, medha, majja, asti, and shukra and all that. In Ayurveda, we study about it. So these are seven, like if you take a tree, there is bark of the tree. If you cut the bark, you know, then you get the inside of the tree. When you take a cross section, you find there are multiple layers also. Some layers are soft, some are hard and all that, isn't it? So our body is also like that. If you take a cross section of a body, you will find all this. Correct, no? So it's called a saptatvaka. And ashtavitapaha. Ashtavitapaha is bhumirapanalavayukam manahabuddhirevachahankara. So that's called as ashtavitapaha. Eight branches of this tree. So there are eight main metal elements in our body. That is ashtavitapa. And then there are nine holes, navadvarha. Nine holes are there in our body. So, two eyes, two ears, two nose, and one mouth, and anus and rectum. Put together, nine holes are there in this. Sometimes you have seen holes in a tree also. Sometimes, you see certain holes in a tree. So, sometimes the birds go and reside in a hole also. So, these are the nine holes like this. And the tenth, Dashachadi are the 10 life airs, like prana, pana, vyana, udana, samana, and the 5 subtle airs also. These are 10 airs in the body, which actually one air is always trying to come out, one air is always moving in. You know, when we exhale and inhale, if you only exhale and there is no air to inhale, then the prana is gone. Correct? You say like that. So, and then he is saying, dvikagaha, after telling about the 10, there are also kha means sky, ga means to travel, kha ga means that which flies in the sky. Which one is it? Bird. So, dvi kagaha, he says. There are two birds sitting in the tree. And he says that adivriksha, he says, this is the original tree of this universe, which is composed of 23 metal elements. Similarly, our body is also composed of these elements. So, you will find material scientists have hardly any understanding of the material body. Whereas you will find in the Shastra such elaborate explanation about the contents of a material body as well as the presence of a living personality accompanied by the master, super soul. That is very thoroughly explained. Like the like Krishna says, in Kshetrajnam, Chapi maam vidhi. One verse before that he says, Idam shariram kaunteya, this body, my dear Arjuna, can be considered to be like a field. Like a king is the owner of all the fields in the country. But he may allot one field to one farmer. Correct, no? You take this plot and you develop it. You take that plot and develop it. So he gives one. But the king is the owner of all the plots. Similarly, Krishna is telling, Idam shariram kaunteya, kshetram yatyabhidhiyate, evam yo veti tam prahuhu, Kshetra Gnyam iti tadvidaha. Kshetra means field. Gnya means knower. So Kshetra Gnya means the knower of a field, he says. And that is individual. So, and the immediate next verse he says, Kshetra Gnyam cha api maam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata. So that one cha makes a big difference. Because here Krishna says, Kshetra Gnyam cha api maam viddi. I am also Kshetra Gnya in this body. Understand, Arjuna. Sarva kshetreshu bharata. I know all the bodies of all the living beings. So many Mayavadis have interpreted these verses saying that, see, the living entity was called Kshetrajna. The Lord says, I am Kshetrajna. So ultimately both Kshetrajnas are only one. Like that many Mayavadis say, you know, when they give their interpretation. Lord says, yes, you are a living entity, I am a living entity, but what is the difference? I am the supreme living entity, Krishna says. And this repeats in Gita several places. Like, you know, he says, Arjuna asks Krishna, what is the difference, how do you say, Krishna, that you gave knowledge to Vivaswan millions of years ago? And you know, we both are now born as contemporaries. How did he give the knowledge? At that time, Krishna says, you know, Ajopi san avyayatma. My dear Arjuna, I am avyayatma, I am imperishable. Arjuna may also claim, I am also imperishable soul. Isn't it? Bhutanam Ishwaropi san. I am the master of all living entities. That Arjuna cannot say. You see, very clearly he makes it. Similarly, here also he says, yes, you are Chetragya, I am also Chetragya, but what is the difference? Chetragyam chapi maam vidhi sarvakshita. But I am there in all the bodies. Are you in all the bodies? You are there only in your own body. If you get a headache, you will know. Somebody has a stomach ache, do you know? You don't know. But I know who is suffering from what. I know about everybody. I know about everybody. Huh? Isn't it? There is no living being in this creation whose situation I am not aware of. In fact, I know everybody. Mam tu Veda na kashchana. They don't know me. I know everyone, but they don't know me, Krishna says. Plus, one more thing. Krishna says, Chetragnyam cha means what? Also, for example, if you are staying in a room, you are telling somebody, I am also staying in the room. You say, what does that mean? What does it imply? You are sure, no? Somebody else must be staying there. Then only the word also has some sense, no? Imagine you are the only one staying. They are asking you, where are you staying, Prabhu? I am also staying in that room number 12, you say. And they come and say, you are the only fellow there. You said, you are also, who else was there? Nobody else, I am the only one, will you say? So the word also means what? Somebody else is also there. So first Krishna talks about the living being. Then he says, I am also there. Chetragnyam cha apimam vidhi sarva kshetrishu bharata. So that is dvi kagaha, two birds in the tree. The fruit-eating bird who eats sometimes sweet fruit, sometimes bitter fruits, is happy and suffering sometimes. Whereas the other bird is a cool bird. One is a fool bird, one is a cool bird. Isn't it? So, foolish bird has to learn through experiences in this world. He undergoes terrible experiences and then comes to the right conclusion. That Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam, as Krishna says, one surrenders to the Supreme Lord. In this way, in this paragraph, he is explaining about the tree of material existence, which is upside down tree, but a very painful tree, because the living entities are sometimes climbing on the branches above, sometimes branches below, thinking that if I go to heaven, I will enjoy. Sometimes Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja, Kabu Swarga, Kabu Naraka. So this is compared to a Ferris wheel. Any of you have been in a Ferris wheel? Like in a Ferris wheel, you know, when you are going up, you feel great joy, great fun, isn't it? But when you are coming down, there is a great fear. Because there is a possibility, there is no possibility, but we imagine that I may fall off. Similarly, in the material world, first of all, the death itself is a mini pralaya for us. Because everything is taken away for us. When the next pralaya of Brahma is going to come, it may be far away, but our body will undergo pralaya at the time of death. Then there is pralaya at the end of Kali Yuga. There is pralaya at the end of every one day of Brahma also. And then there is pralaya, which is maha pralaya also. In this way, in this world, there are innumerable terrible situations. Prabhupada says material world means, you know, any time we can expect some upheavals. It's an uncontrollable place, an unpredictable place. Be prepared, he's saying. It's not guerrilla warfare. If you have studied Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, it's not guerrilla warfare. Guerrilla warfare means some sudden enemy attacks you uninformed. That is called guerrilla warfare. But for one who studies Shastra regularly, is in touch with Shastra, the material world poses dangers and difficulties and tribulations, you know, not without announcement. There is announcement. And there is also shelter of the Lord available for the devotee who has faith in the Lord and sincerity. Then one can rush to the lotus feet of the Lord. So here he is praying, your Lordship is the prime root of the tree of the planetary systems. You see, one should know Although everything has come from the Lord, everything is not the Lord. You know, Dr. Patel used to meet Prabhupada in Juhu Beach. You know, one conversation I was hearing. So he was telling, Swamiji, ultimately everything is God only. So Prabhupada was arguing with him that how can you call everything as God? And then he asked, you know, he showed the branch of a tree. You know, what is this? So that fellow said, tree. Then Prabhupada showed a flower in the tree and asked, what is this? So that is also tree only. Because he understood why Prabhupada is asking. Yeah. And then Prabhupada showed a fruit. And that fellow said, this is also tree only. Prabhupada said, you are nonsense, Prabhupada said. And Prabhupada called a small child and said, see, he asked the child, what is this? He said, flower. What is this fruit? Even a child knows the philosophy which you don't know. So Prabhupada said, Idamgi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetaro. It is true that everything has come from the Lord, but everything is not the Lord. Like in a Tata company, in the table also Tata is written. But if you call on the table and say, Tata is the this thing. Correct, no? And then you say that Tata is everything. And the Tata vehicle, Tata Jaya, we laugh our vehicle. No? Prabhupada said, everything is Tata, but everything is not Tata also. Correct, no? Tata is sitting in his own house. That person is Tata. Although his other things are his energy. That is the way you have to understand. So, in the same manner, the entire creation has come from the Lord. Even Vishnu Sahasranam, the first word is, you know, Vishwam Vishnurva Shatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat. Why it starts with Vishwam? Because we have to begin with the material world to understand. But that's not the end. We begin with understanding the Virat Purusha. But then gradually one has to come to understand the Shyamasundara form, to whom one should lovingly surrender to. But the Mayavadis are stuck in the LKG only. They never go up after doctorate. But to go to doctorate, you have to go to a school, bona fide parampara, surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, accept the mantra, and then one can progress very swiftly. Shri Prabhupada ki, Bhagavatam ki.